Rick Bell asked the right question. Some say the mayor simply has too much baggage to cross the finish line first in this mayor's race. Baggage? She's not just carrying bags. She is the WestJet Lost Luggage Department. Jody Gondek, the gift that keeps on taking. Taking your tax dollars, taking your patience, taking Calgary for a ride with no brakes, no steering wheel, and definitely no clue where we're going. Let's rewind the greatest hits. As city councilor, she was for the Nenshi-led Olympic bid until she was against it. Unless you were for it too, then maybe she was neutral. A masterclass in clarity. Then there's the Green Line. She promised shovels in the ground. What we got was more studies than an over-caffeinated PhD student. Billions budgeted, zero momentum, families expropriated from their homes in Eau Claire, and still nothing but delays and detours. If you're looking for a train, try Hogwarts. Because this line is pure fantasy. Downtown? Let's call it what it is. A ghost town with bike lanes. Then, cue the Flames Arena deal? What a debacle, remember that? She managed to cancel a deal already signed, only to bring it back later, at a higher price. Bravo. Only Gondek could turn a bad deal into a worse one and call it progress. It's like ordering a pizza, canceling it, and then paying double for cold leftovers. Let's not forget the multi-billion climate strategy. The same one that had city crews idling diesel trucks while lecturing Calgarians about carbon footprints. And hey, who needs a relationship with the province when you can just grandstand and sneer on Twitter? That's working so well, isn't it? Instead of building bridges, she's burning them down and then complaining there's no way across. Where is all the money from all our tax increases going? Because it sure isn't into basic maintenance. If it were, Calgarians wouldn't have spent last summer rationing showers and being told not to flush their toilets. We're paying more, getting less, and being lectured to be thankful for the downgrade. Folks, Calgary doesn't need another term of spin, stalling, and sticker shock. We need leadership that costs less and delivers more, not someone who turns every decision into a bloated saga starring her own confusion. It's time we stop rewarding failure with 4 more years. Let's pack that baggage and send it to the lost and never found pile.